was fantastic. I love the opportunity. He's one of the best players. I believe he's the best player I've played against. And I got some good tests along the way. We had Josh Garnett, Andres Pete, a lot of fantastic guys in our program that was able to kind of prepare me for that. And it was fun. I think it was a confidence booster as well, just to know that played somebody who you know is going to go in and have a successful NFL career. And you know how you match up, know you need to work on things like that. You know, I didn't really go through the off season. I guess I focused in on that. It was more things that I just need to know I needed to work on, and I think that the transition was good and came in was healthy this season. That has a big part of it. Coming out of a whole season healthy make you feel a lot better towards the end of the season, and the coaching staff works well to put us in position to make plays. Yeah, he's very sound technique. He has great technique, and I know I think maybe his passion for the game is a reason why he's very successful. Is all those small steps he takes. I'm training with him down in San Diego right now, and so been able to see him push each other, compete with each other down there, and so just knowing how much love he has for the game, I know he does all the little things right when no one's looking to make him as good as he is. I mean, just. I wouldn't necessarily say through competition, but more through kind of praise of each other and just mutual respect for one another. We played each other. We know we each got the better of each other. We had some stalemates the way it goes. But we want what's best for one another. And I speak very highly of him and definitely tip my hat to what he's done on the football field.
Thank you. Harrison, what did your experience with the U.S. national team mean for you and your overall development of playing in the international world?
It was definitely one of the most fun experiences I had. It was amazing to be in signing day, you know, doing something big and to wear American stripes. And I ran out on the field carrying the flag. Like that was really surreal moment, very cool. And anytime you get the opportunity to play football again, it means a lot. And so going down to the Senior Bowl, the same thing. Anytime you get to strap up pads when other people don't, you really take that as a blessing. But yeah, it prepared me. It made me meet a lot of players and follow their careers, social media, and things like that. I was able to check in on some of the guys who are my teammates and see what they did and what they're doing now. Some of the guys came out. Some of the guys are still in school, and it's a tight community. It's great.
How many of those guys do you still keep up with?
I mean, I think that not like talking day-to-day by any means, but we probably follow friends on social media, about 20 of them, seeing what guys are doing and stuff. So it's good. You know, down there, they only have a week with us. They can't coach us too much. They just want us to play a little bit of what we were comfortable with in high school. And then I transitioned into college and played a completely different defense than what we played in the USA Bowl. But that was the first time I really played a lot of true nose, and I ended up playing a lot of that in college. So maybe got me a little quicker, closer to the ball and a little quicker. Yeah, my freshman year, you know, you come in, I played as a true freshman, and at that point it was just baptism by fire. I need to learn the whole playbook. There's a ton of things completely different from high school saying, hey, Harrison, go get the ball. So freshman year was mainly focusing on my job and my responsibility. So that sophomore year, that offseason, I mastered my position. And when I got injured, like I said, I really needed to contribute in some way. I felt so bad. There was like that mental thing of I can't help. And so partnered up with the GAs and ended up breaking down tendencies a lot more. And so I was able to find out and see the things instead of just watching the tight copy of the film, watch the wide copy and see if it's 3x2, see where the back's set, if there's if Y is on the ball or off the ball, is it 21, 12, 11 personnel. Those tips and things I helped find that year, and then now when I watch tape, they just come naturally. The combine? The biggest challenge, I think we already overcame, but I'm assuming it's the medical. So many people, you just find out you have things that you never knew you had, and we all can play through them, or maybe people with back issues have a strong core, so they never figured those things out, stuff like that. And so I think one of the biggest reasons we're here is so they can get a full fact check on our bodies and figure out how healthy and how long we can play this game. So I think that's probably the most difficult part.
Harrison,
itching. You know, we've been doing this for months and all for the kind of this moment. And this whole training process, I didn't necessarily focus on, I didn't spend multiple hours of, all right, my hands here versus here for the 40. I try to become a better football player because at the end of the day, you have to take someone's spot in camp. And so I've been preparing more so for that. You know, we all have to do it, and it's fine to go out there and we get an opportunity to compete and run around with a bunch of guys, and it's going to be fun. You know, I don't think that I have a preference. I like being around the ball, you know, closer to it, maybe the more plays I can make. I like rushing from a three. Everybody does. It's kind of ideal. But I know that I can play both, and I think that versatility is a positive. I think that it shouldn't be a question mark. I can play both. I'm a former wrestler, can fluctuate weight very easily. I can gain, I can lose. You give me a number, I can be there and be healthy at it. And so I hope the team see that in me and understand that. Actually, I mean, significant amount. A lot of times teams could, you know, audible and move a tight end the other way to put me in a G technique. But one of the problems with our defense this year was we had trouble stopping the run. And so that forced us to be in base, which would mean I'd be lined up as a zero. That had nothing to do with me. If we had more depth in nose, I probably would have played four tech, you know, even in a lot of three. But, yeah, when we got into those nickel situations, it just happened, whatever the close call was. And I would be with somebody who wanted to play the left side or somebody who wanted to play the right side. I can play either, just how it worked.
You mentioned wrestling a minute ago. You were a national champion, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How much has that wrestling background helped?
A lot. You know, I had a lot of success. 3-time state champion, 4-time national champion. And there's the physical parallels of hips, hands, fluidity, balance, things like that help. But there's also the mentality part of, in wrestling, it's you and another person. You can't blame your shoes for slipping. You can't blame your coaches for the playing call. You can't have any excuses. It's you let another man beat you. And so in the same way, that kind of is the trenches. And sometimes the offensive lineman needs two people to try and do that for you. And it's a 2-on-1, but that's fine. The more the merrier. I would just say that it prepared me in a mindset and physically. There's a lot of if my kids want to be football players, I'm going to have them wrestle. I would say it goes into the how much I love the game and what I'm willing to do for it. And I think 30 plus hours of film work, memorizing these tendencies that I mentioned earlier, you know, I could turn to my teammates and tell them, hey, this is going to be plunge. Hey, this is going to be a run. This is going to be a pass. I can pick up on the calls. I'm a better player as the game goes on. I think everyone should be. But we've kind of coined the term intellectual brutality at Stanford, and that's actually how I played. Very intellectual, can anticipate plays. And then when it comes down to it, I want to be violent and brutal. So, yeah, that's what I tip my hat to.
Did you get your degree?
Yeah, I graduated in December, completely done, a double major. One of my majors was the science of technology. My other major was sociology, and I minored in education.
Have you met with Buffalo?
Yes.
So you got double major.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing 37 hours of film.
Yeah.
What do you spend the time?
Well, football always comes first, so school is going to sacrifice. That's just the way it was. School came easy to me. Spent as much time as I did in football. I had a process after practice to wind down, to turn off the switch, watching all the film, writing my notes, texting coach, hey, how would I play this? What do you see on this? That's the process that helps me get away from football, do that every evening. And then I find the time maybe in the day, in between classes, in the locker room, before practice, after meetings, and do my schoolwork. Yeah. This evening. Yeah. Yeah, I've been working with Jim Washburn a lot, where I've been saying I've been watching, you know, working on becoming a better football player, not necessarily training so much for the combine. And he has Ndamukong Suh as one of his guys. Ndamukong Suh played at Nebraska. I grew up in Nebraska. And so watching a lot of his tape and seeing what he did, and I think we're similar height, weight-wise. So I would love to get to that level. Yeah, I work with a couple nonprofits very closely. I'm on the board of one of them. I don't know, it's just I'm faith-based, and so character means a lot to me, and I think it's important to get in some of these inner cities where kids are less fortunate, don't have the privilege that I had, and so many mentors were there for me to get me to where I am right now. It's unfortunate that there aren't those in other communities. And so using my platform and to give back as much as I can, because it's what got me here. So That's something I always care about. A draft fan? What do you mean? Do I enjoy the draft? Or? My mom is. She probably beams with joy, as we all do. And even if, you know, if it's not true, you know, the goal is to win the draft, but it's not where you get picked, it's how long you last. You know, the job is to win the draft and get as picked as high as you can. And even if these media guys or people who make mock drafts, maybe if they're completely inaccurate, regardless, they appreciate my style of play and they have positive things to say about me, and I can appreciate that just person to person. You know, I respect people who think highly of me and vice versa. I don't know. It was just on a T-shirt one day, and I believe kind of when Stanford came on the come up, those greats that are in the NFL now, I think they kind of coined it. I know there's a lot of opportunities that will present themselves. I had, some internships at Stanford, made some great connection. The whole Silicon Valley world, the venture capital, private equity, things like that. It's interesting to me. I think I'd probably do some of that stuff on my own. I don't know if I'd go into a career like that. But the goal is to work with my nonprofit very well. And it's a mentorship and has a coaching aspect to it. So I'd love to be a coach and mentor through my organization. Not necessarily saying I'm scheme fit or not, but every team that I've met with runs a different defense, and all of them tell me where they see me in their defense. I'm sure if there's a team that doesn't think I can fit in their defense, maybe they won't meet with me or talk with me. But so far, everyone I've talked to has a role that they can see me playing, and they tell me they can see me having a long career with it. So. No, I mean, look. Every team has an odd front. Every team has a nickel front. I mean, everyone's running under. Anywhere you go, you're pretty much going to be doing the same thing. Every package is so much. Stanford, I played a zero, a shade, a one, a two eye, a three, a four. I mean, you play it all. At the end of the day, it's football, and there's so many other things that go into it. The technique I can master for all those different positions, it's just untapped talent and an untapped ceiling. No. Obviously working always on technique, and at Stanford we played a little bit more leg technique, a little bit more reading and catching, things like that. Still driving to get front side and working, but the defense we had was really set up for linebackers, and you look at some of the teams in the NFL, their defensive linemen are just sprinting upfield, just getting off. And so I've been working with Jim Washburn. That's one of the ways that he plays, and so have that experience under my belt, so if I do get drafted by a team that does that, I'm ready to do that. Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I guess that's what this is probably for. See what we run in the pro agility and the L cone. I think that's important. And so they're probably more important for me than a 40. So I'll demonstrate that I'm athletic. They'll see me move in the drills. And, I mean, you can't make 100 tackles if you can't move side to side. So I think that the film will eventually prove itself. Yeah. No. You're talking about it while I play?
When you're on the field, you talk to do even play. Mm-hmm. You question if it's the right move.
I know that it fits our defense well. So maybe personally I feel like I'm more athletic to play out of the typical nose guard we had, a zero. But I understood the scheme and understood, I'm trying to get front side, so we have a linebacker free right here. And so there were certain situations when a play needed to be made, and my coach would come up to me and say, hey, go make the play. And that was great. Other times he said, no, I know you can beat this guy, but we need you to play within the defense, because if you missed, they could escape for a touchdown, things like that. But there's definitely conversation. I think that's important with coaching and players is, you know, have that conversation. Hey, coach, I can beat this guy. You should be given more wiggle room. Oh, no. I don't think so. Maybe if people go out there and they're all thinking and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's the smarts that goes out. If you want to the term intellectual brutality, when you're playing football, if you have to lose one, lose the intellectual part and go play brutal. So if teams broke tendencies, which happened all the time, I played in the Pac-12 where they snapped the ball every 15 seconds. I didn't have time to read the formation and find out where the ball was. I just had to play football, and I can do both.
Thanks. Appreciate it.